For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This story comes to us from the Wilson County News out of Floresville, Texas. South Texas, 14-year-old student as well as other acquaintances were used as informants by a Floresville City Police officer. The child informant is dead. This story, written by reporter Bill O'Connell, has a quote from the assistant district attorney, Carrie May. Quote, "What a waste. He tried to better the life that he had, and he failed, and then he was shot dead," end quote. The story goes on to say that Guajardo had been a police informant for more than a year before his death. Next, we hear from the reporter, Bill O'Connell.
One of the young men had allegedly been a confidential informant for the police, and it was a theory contributed the young man's death.
Oftentimes, there are stories of killings, whether defending a drug turf or just encounters with the police. People on both sides get killed. What's your observation? Is this drug war working?
Like a lot of places in Texas, here in Wilson County, we have a narcotics task force. They make a lot of drug cases. They make a lot of arrests and they get a lot of convictions. And of course, a lot of resources in the way of tax dollars and burn grant money fund those task forces. Certainly, they're making an impact on the people who are arrested. But as far as the war against drugs in general, I don't really know that I'm qualified to say, you know, if they're making progress or not.
Well, are your streets clean now? Have these arrests ended the drug war in your county?
If you arrest someone, there will likely be someone who will fill that void as long as there's a demand for drugs.
Here's some good advice. Whether you're angry or whether it's to lower your criminal sentence or if it's for money, snitching is just plain wrong.
Next time I see that son of a bitch smoking a joint, I'm going to have his ass busted.
You're under arrest. Put your hands behind your back. Stop struggling.
Not only will you hurt the arrestee, you will hurt his family, any organizations he belongs to, and in the long run, you will hurt yourself. Traitors, liars, cowards, snitches.
We swim in a sea of snitches nowadays.
That last quote was from the noted San Francisco attorney, Tony Serra. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.